שלינה טרינו בחוטר שאינו משמר סיימנו בצד כדי רואים כי לא יבואי. How do you know that a chotter shein on the shtemeres is not going to see the havamim in the Gemara, and a chotter shein on the shtemeres is going to, it's coming to bring a raya. Netanya, haya oimed b'yil, v'omer yedei ani she'oimer she'yesh li b'sada ha'ilem shechachu, lo yehei shikha. Yahu lo ye shikha tamilaimer vir shachachta. As the Ramban is medayik the Gemara, that which is machadish in the Gemara in the Hemshech, that it shayach to have schi and shikha, that you should be ma'akiv within shikha, needs an amira. Because when the Gemara says, when he tries to do it in the ear, when he tries to be ma'akiv, he says it. Mashma, that in order to be ma'akiv the din shikha, you need an amira. The tzarech biya, what's shown in the Ramban, the Ritva Yisharim, is chayav on the Ramban. The Ritva says the lashon of Amar is lav dafka. Wadin lo yamar. The Gemara says later on, the reason why it works is midin chotzer. As a chotzer doesn't need amira. As who are din over here, you wouldn't need an amira. The shaila is what's pshat in the Ramban. As efshi you could learn, the Ramban is from the shitas that hold that by a chotzer you need an amira. As over here also, he's speaking out that in order to be koinam din chotzer, you need an amira. The shaila is the Ramban in the Mishnah did not say anything. He didn't say you need an amira. Boy, if he holds by every chotzer you need an amira, why does he say over here in the sugya of shikha you need an amira? Hare, it's the din amira of the regular chotzer. Mashma, the Ramban holds like the Rishonim that even by chotzer you don't need an amira, but over here you would need an amira. It's a diak in the Ramban, but more fest of a makor, more strong of a makor, is from Taisis. Taisis de Ramaskal Zohar Lipsoif Shechoyach. Taisis says, Dim loy kain, loy tilsa shikha li oilom, di shechasadeyo malaya oimrim, yoy mal yiskili sadai. Taisis says clearly at the end, the only way you're zoicha is if you say yiskili sadai. Mitzarech beer, Toisvis is the man, the Omer, and the Mishnah that says, by Chotzer, you don't need an Amir. As what Toisvis saying over here, that the only way you make that it's not Shikha is when you say, Yiskuli Sadai. I mean, Toisvis said in the Mishnah, you don't need an Amir. As in the Ramban, with Medayik, if you do it in the Ramban, only over here you need Amir. But Toisvis, it's Mamish Klor. Toisvis said in the Mishnah, you don't need Amir. As why does Toisvis hold? Over here, you need Amira. As there's two ways of learning. There's one Hezber in the Ritva Chadashim, which will not work in all the Rishonim, because we'll see a different Hezber, but we'll start off with the Hezber of the Divrei HaRishonim. The Ritva says, Lushitase in the Sugya, that the way the Schia in Shikha works is when the Pailish Shecheach, it's Mastol the Shikha process, it's Yotze Ksas Mirshusai, and then it's possible that you could be Zeicha B'chotzer. Azog the Ritva, Aybazei, if the guy's not going to say he wants to be Zeicha, it's nearer like he wants the Shikha to happen. He doesn't want his Chotzer to be Zeicha. And he says that similar to the Mishnah, that the Mishnah says, because Roya Oisai Rachin Ratzin Achar Mitzia, the other people that are trying to be Zeicha, as therefore he has to say he wants his Chatzah to be Zeicha. Because if he doesn't, we assume he wants to let everyone else be Zeicha. As Hu Adin over here. That's how the Ritva explains it. As it comes out, the reason why you need an Amira, Lefi the Ritva, is because if you don't make an Amira, it seems you want it to be Shikha. You want to be Makai in the midst of Shikha. You don't want to be Zeich in it. As you need an Amira to show us, I don't want the Shikha to be Chal. So the feed the Ritva, what's the Amira over here? The Amira is, I'm showing you, I don't want the Shikha to be Chal. Don't think like if I don't say anything, I'm Nichale, I want it to be Chal. No, I don't want it to be Chal, I want it to be Zlecha. But the Makar of the Ritva is because the Mishnah says, Roya Oisai Rotzin, and therefore you have to say, Zichzali Sadat. Tosis argues on that, and Tosis over here still says, you need an Amira. L'chayra, one could say a different cheshbin why Tosis holds you need an Amira. It'll be a big chiddush, but we'll give it to the Olam, see if the Olam accepts it. That over here we're talking about a very interesting case. Normally we're talking about a chefse that's not yours comes into your chatzah. As over there, there's a din chseiv shalodam koina. Being that it's in your rishus, your koine, and you don't need an amira. But over here we're talking about where this grew in your rishus. It was yours. Now it's starting a process of shikha. There's a tzad that it should go out of your rishus. Over here, unless you're going to say you want your chotzer to be zeicha for you, the chotzer is not going to be zeicha for you. Bishleima, when it's coming to be zeicha in something which is not yours, as the fact that something that's not yours goes into your chotzer, something that's not yours, when it goes into your rishus, as that does a kinyan. But over here, it always was yours. Until now, it was yours. And it still is yours. It was maschal l'shikha process. As over here, there's nothing going on that should make this chia should happen. It's not something new that came into your shus. It's the fact that something that's not yours is in your shus that makes a kinyan. Over here, it always was in your shus, and it always was yours. As over here, unless you're going to make a mira to say, I want my chotzer to be makabel for me, the chotzer is not makabel me'elov. As normally, the chotzer is makabel me'elov because something new went into the chotzer that doesn't belong for you. As that's called, the chotzer is holding the new item that went in for you. But over here, we're talking about something that was yours all along and in your chotzer. Unless you make an amira, it's not called the chotzer is holding for you. As that's why even the Rishonim that hold in the Mishnah, you don't need amira. But over here in the sugya of shikha hold, you need an amir. Could be a keyboard. Okay. As this is chilek number one in yane amira of the sugya. The Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that it's not. Aguva kasha amat yocholo yeshikha hamav yeshikha v'nasalei Gemara. As the Xerius HaKosev is telling you, Bishleimu, when you're in the Sode, as then your Seder is Kona for you. Because we're talking about a Sode, Sode is in a Mishtamer. As your Oymed Bitzad Sode, you're Kona. But when you're here, you're not Kona with Chotzer. There's two questions, very interesting questions on the Sugya. As what? The Pasuk's coming to teach you, you're Kona with Chotzer. The Pasuk's coming to teach you Chotzer Digadine, a Pasuk in the middle of Shikha that's telling you Shikha is Megalatas a Chiddush that Chotzer is Koine. That's the Iker Chiddush of the Xerius HaKosev. L'chayra not that way. L'chayra the Mashmois is the Pasuk in Dine Shikha saying a Chiddush in Dine Shikha. What's Pshat? Avada the Iker Chiddush of the Pasuk is in Dine Shikha. Why? Because the pasuk is being machadish that you could be zeicha and shikha and be mafkia the shikha by being zeicha and shikha. That's the big chiddush in the sugya. The Ramban is metama on the sugya. How could you be zeicha and shikha and be mafkia the shikha? As that's a vada, the ikka chiddush of the pasuk. It's coming to say a chiddush in dine shikha. Agav, we see also a chiddush in dine chotzer. Mezei, one could ask a very interesting question. It's a whole new question. No one asked the question. In the Gemara in Gittin, Ayin Zayin Amit Beis, the Gemara wonders where is the makor for chatzah. Ayin Zayin Amit Aleph. The Gemara wonders where is the makor for chatzah. As the Gemara says, well, there's a pasuk by Get, and there's a pasuk by Ganev, and the Gemara asks, what do you need a pasuk by Get? What do you need? L'chayra, we have a third pasuk that teaches us there's a din chatzah is kaya in dine maminis. The pasuk by Shikha. L'maisa, this pasuk you see, it's exeris akasiv in dine Shikha. Maskin. Ab l'maisa, you see in the pasuk, chatzah is kaya. As the Gemara over there in Gittin is looking for Makairis, where do you see in the Torah Chatzah is Kaya? Why do you need this? L'chayra, the Gemara should have brought it. It's a Mufurish Pasik by Shikha that Chatzah is Kaya. We have an Ayam Makha that Chatzah is Kaya. And the Gemara in Gittin is not Misyachis to the Pasik. As this would be a Makar to the Rishayim, we're going to see Chelik of the Rishayim, the Rach. Arrive it that the Schi over here is Cholik from all over. The Schi in Shikha. That would be a Shein of Makar. The few that are Shein and the learn it's Mamish the same Schi. That's a little bit of a harem. Why didn't the Gemara and Gittin bring it? Okay. As the Gemara over here is Mavur, that you could be Zaycha in Shikha. Frank the Ramban, the keynote Shaila of the Sugya, the big Shaila in the Sugya. Frank the Ramban, how is it possible to be Zaycha in Shikha? If there's such a Musi, you could be Zaycha in Shikha and make it Oy Shikha, as every person should get up and say, Schei Li, and nothing should be Shikha, and you'll never have Shikha. The Balabayas will always be Zaycha, and Avada, you can't do that. As what's Pshan in the Gemara? And he explains what's the pshat. Because anyway, it's yours. And the Torah said, Agam, it's yours, it goes to Matnas Aniyim. So what are you going to do? You're going to be koina with the chatzah? So what? It was yours anyway, and the Torah gave it to Aniyim. So what happens if you make it yours by koina chatzah? It was yours because it was yours. And still the Torah made it into shikha. So now you're going to make kinyan chatzah? That's going to make it oy shikha, avada na. One pshat in the Gemara. Thus is the big question of the Ramban. It's like, what will we do without the Rishonim? The Gemara doesn't make sense. My Kama, Sugya, is the key Shaila in this Sugya. Azog the Ramban, that over here we're talking about Eichet Timsa. He says that the halacha is, the Rishonim bring the Mishnah in Peya, Perikei, Mishnah Zayin. The halacha is you need shikhas balabayas and shikhas payel. The shikha of shneyem is payel within shikha. Number one, thus is a mishnah. Bazei, we're talking about a seer of zachar ulibsayv shachayach. The Ramban shita is what does zachar ulibsayv shachayach mean? Zachar means when the payelim were shachayach, the balabayas was zachar. Ubsayf Shachayach means Ubsayf the Balabayas was Shachayach. As there was an interim period where there was a Shichas Payalim, where the Balabayas was Zeicher, and then later on the Balabayas was Shachayach. As they were saying, there was Aleph. That's the Tzir of Zachar Ubsayf Shachayach. That's how Tosfos learns, that's how the Ramban, the Ramban. So what? Zog the Ramban. It was hischel es hapeya, es hashikha. It was already hischel the din of shikha. As now you could be chayzer as zaycha. Before it was hischel es hashikha, you can't be chayzer as zaycha. But now that it was hischel es hashikha, you could be chayzer as zaycha. And the Ramban is still sarach beer. Who cares that it was Hischol es HaShikha? Void, what does it mean, it was Hischol es HaShikha? Because when the Chedushei Aram brings the Ramban, he explains it a little bit more. The Chayre Tzegilu in the Ramban, he was in that base Medrash. Zog the Ran, there are two Chalokim to the Inyan of Shikha. Number one, it's Yotza Mirshus Balabayis. Number two, it's Nichnas L'Shus Ani. As every payer, two things happen. Chiddush of the Ran. Zog the Ran, when you have the Shikha of the Payalim, without the balabayas, what's the vart? The vart is, it does, being that you need two, and you did one out of two is half, as half the shikha's chal. It's yotza mirshus bailim. It's loy nichnis l'shus aniyim, but it's yotza mirshus bailim. Oh, azok deran, lefiza is gavaldik. It was yotza mirshus bailim. So now there's a makom to use the schiyev chotzer that he could be choyzer the zoich. Thus is the word of the Ran. Oh. Now this Ran is a reasoning fish in a lot of ways. But only for someone who's misbinding Taimik B'Divrei HaRan. If you read the Ran, you could read the words and go weiter akotai. However, let's be misbinding. What's the reason why you need Shikhas Poilim and Shikhas Balabayas? Before the Ran, if you would ask someone, how should you would say, it's the motive of Shikha that makes it into Shikha. It's not called forgotten until everyone who's there forgets it. If the Balabayas or the Poilim that are Achroi to take it home, if they didn't forget it yet, it's not Shikha. As the word is, when the Shikhas Poyel, without Shikhas Balabayas, I would have said, before I saw the Ramban and the Ran, that Sigonisht, it's not a Shikha Lechatzoyin, the word is, it's Nishkin Shikha. Shikha means it's forgotten. If someone knows, either the Poyelim or the Balabayas, and they're the Achrayim on the field, Dose is Nishkin Shikha. In the Ramban and the Ran, you see a riesige chiddush. Shikha, it's not the matziv that no one knows that makes it into shikha. The maisa shikha is poyel the chaloy shikha. As if you learn the maisa shikha is poyel the chaloy shikha, as then it's a maisa shikha of two people that are poyel. The maisa shikha of the poyelim, the maisa shikha of the balabayas, the two together are poyel. If it's a mice of two together that are poyel, as then you could say each mice is a poyel half. Like a forest nadarim, like you have in Nar Marasa. There's a baal, there's a av, and each one does a little bit. It's miklush kolish, whatever the sugi is in the beginning of Nar Marasa. But being that the forest nadarim is a mice afara, each one does a chelik. Who are they over here? Number one, you see arizi gichidish in the rishonim. In the Pshat and Shikha, we would have thought that Shikha is the matziv that it's forgotten. Zeu. As how could you split it between two people? As you see, no, it's a Maisa Shikha. And that's why the Ritva says it's compared to Yiyush by Aveda. Just like Yiyush makes the Chalois Hefker, it's an Asiyas Hefker. So what in Shikha is Asiya of making Shikha. Yeah. And even though the Asiya is forgetting, but forgetting is also an Asiya. That's what you see over here. Okay. Step number one. Step number two, as the Ran says, that it went out of his rishus when the Poyel forgot. Wow, this is great. So when the Poyelim forget, everyone in the world could walk in the field and be Zeichem. Because it already was Yatza Mirshus Pailim. It's not getting a Gezel anymore. It didn't become Mirshus Aniyim. What is it? It's in between. It went out of the Bailim's Rishus. It didn't go into Aniyim's Rishus. Because what is it? Hefker! Gavaldig. Everyone could walk in and have a field day. Everyone could walk in and pick up all the Oimrim, even if you're not Aniyim. Then you can go to the shuk and sell it in Machne Yehuda. Gavaldig! Ah! A great business deal. Everyone should just go in, if the shikha's piling, before shikha's balabayas, and walk in. Yeah. The Ran says, it's yotzer mirshus, v'loy nichnas, it's in between. V'oy! It's taka, not his. It's mamish, not his. It's not his, he can't. Yeah. It's mamish hefker. A yala ala das. The Mishnah says, shikhas apoyelim, without shikhas balabayis, is loy chal the shikha. And the Rishonim are saying, it's chal bechatzoyin, it's yotzer mershusay. Yeah, it's garnish mistab. As Rav Nochum asked the question, and since Rav Nochum asked the question, the whole Tyre asked the question, and Shir Yevayu Baruch asked the question, everyone asked the question. What's pshat? As vice to chayis, the Ran doesn't mean kipshutai. As Rav Nochum made a Rav Nochum diik in the Ran. He says, if you look at the Ran well, the Ran doesn't say it's yotza b'shusai. The Ran says it's ki'ilu yotza b'shusai. Oh, that's a shyness up. You know, avada the Ran knows not everyone could come and grab it now. It's a mamish hefka. It's ki'ilu yotza b'shusai. As what does it mean? It's ki'ilu yotza b'shusai. As over here, there's a shinoi between Rav Nochum and Rav Asha, the Rebbe and the Talmud, how they weren't mazbir. Rav Nochum was mazbir that the word is it was yotze b'rishusai ksas. It went out of his rishus a little bit, it's huklish as bailis, but it's not yotze b'rishusai legamri. Rav Asha didn't like that musaf. It's yotze b'rishusai ksas, mechatesi. What, bailis is 100%, it went out of his rishus 12%. Rav Asha wanted to use a different nusach. Rav Asha said, the siba that takes it out of his reshusai is chal already. So already was chal a shem shikha on the piece, because the siba which makes it go out of his reshus was chal already. As it was chal a shem shikha. As what's going to make it go out of the reshus afterwards happened already. As ki'ilu, now it's chal that the yitzir b'shus will happen when afterwards the Baal HaBayis forgets. As it was, it's ki'ilu, the siba of the yitzir b'shus was chal. But it already has a shem shikha. It already has a din to be yotza m'shusa. As kiven shikim, it's shayach to be zeicha. As that's the two ways of explaining the Ran. As over here, there's room to say, if you're Zaycha, as it's Ma'akif. It makes that it's not Chal. It's Ma'akif. It makes that the Shikhas of the Pilim is Bot. As a Mele, doesn't work. This is the Bot. In the Ran, you see a Chiddush, that if you're Zaycha in that stage, in that middle point, as that makes that it can't be Chal afterwards. Okay. Thus is the Mahalach of the Ramban, the Mahalach of the Ran. Riza the Chiddushim in the Yonim of Shikha, that each one does a Maisa Shikha, and it's Payal a little bit. When it's Payal a little bit, then you could be Ma'akiv the Sphere. This is the Rishayim. Daily Rabbi Seinu Arishayis. Rav Nochum said that he believes there's another Mahalach in the Sukkah. Zok Rav Nochum, if you look at the Rach, when the Rach says that the Chotzer is Zaych is Ma'akiv, the Shikha, he says a whole different part. Not that it means a Schia in Dinei Choshen Bishmar. It's a totally different part. The Lashon of the Rach. Zog the Rach, Shekvar Zogsa Loi Sadeyu, Uki'ilu Not Loi Ba'oisol Ha'es. The way this chiyah works is it's ki'ilu notloi ba'oisoi ha'es. He doesn't say the way it works is your zoichen choshen mishpat. You make it into yours in dinei choshen mishpat. No, that's not what he says. He says it's ki'ilu notloi b'yadai. And in the shita, b'shem the ravid, it is more mafurish. He says it's ki'ilu, he picked it up into his hand, where once a person picks it up into his hand, it never could become shikha. Shikha is when it's in the field. If the Baal HaBayis picked it up, he took it out of the field, it was in his hand, and then afterwards he forgets it, it doesn't become shikha afterwards. The mashal, you picked it up off the field, you're taking it home, and then you stop off on the way to go to the bathroom, and you forgot it when you came out in the field, it's not shikha. Once you lift it up in your hands, finished. It doesn't become shikha. Shikha has to be v'sodeh, when it's still in the sodeh. When you lift it into your hands, it's not shikha. Das is an andere. And what's this word? It's kilu notloi v'yadoi. A zakr of Nochum, and that's why it took Rav Nochum to be mechadashit, that the gedder of the Kinyan Chatzar we saw in the Rosh was that you're holding on to it al yedei the Chatzar. You're makabel al yedei the Chatzar. As if the gedder of Chatzar is you're makabel al yedei the Chatzar. It's not the Chatzar makes the Kinyan. The Adam is makabel al yedei the Chatzar. As I say, if the Adam is makabel al yedei the Chatzar, as then you could say that the gedder of the Kinyan in our sugya is because the chotzer is makabel. Your makabel al yedei the chotzer, as therefore it's ki'ilu, it's in your hand. Your makabel means it's ki'ilu, you put it into your hand. As Ramela, that's how it's ma'akiv, the ikli shikha. As thus is a whole new angle in our sugya. It's not as chia in dinei chayshavish. It's a ki'ilu kibbutz. Now, before Rav Nochum, no one ever came up with this pshat because everyone learned chatzar means that when it goes into your shus, your koina, not because you're holding it. As when they get to this gemara, how does it work? It has to work like the Ramban and the Ran. Of Rav Nochum, that was mechadish, that the gedder of chatzar by emedes besida is yom makabel al yedei the chatzar. As Ayibazay, therefore you can learn that's the gather of the Schia in Shikha. How does Rashi learn? As the Chayra, Rashi does not say like the Rishay. Rashi doesn't say that we're talking about with the Pailim were first and then the Balabayas and it went out a little bit. Rashi has nothing of the words of the Ramban. As the Ramban is Givaldic, but it's Chedushay HaRamban. It's chedushim. Rashi, there's no remes to anything. V'oid, Rashi doesn't learn shechayach zocher l'b'seif shechayach like the Ramban. That it means he remembered when the Ma'ilim forgot. Rashi says a totally different pshat. L'chayre Rashi will also go al derech the rishonim, al derech the rach and the raivet. That the gedder of the schia over here is you're making it oishikha because you're holding it. Once you put it in your hand, you make it oishikha. That'll be the pshat. Nochumerid lefize, you could say that's why you need an amira, because over here, the way it works is zikha through your holding. So if you're zikha, you need an amira. Okay. Another connection. Abadas is the... Those are the two ways of learning what the Schi and Pei is. Shikha, I'm sorry, how it's Ma'akiv, the Dine Shikha. This is the. The Fize, you could be Miyashiv. Why the Gemara in Gittin doesn't bring a Raya from this Pasuk that Chatzar is Kaina? Because the fear of Nochum, we're not talking about the Kinyan of Choshen Mishpat. We're talking about the Inyan that is Ki'ilu Kibul Biyadai, because it's not the regular Kinyan of Choshen Mishpat. Because that's why the Gemara is not the tie into this Pasuk to bring a Makkah that Chatzar is Kaina. The Lashon of the Gemara that the Gemara says that it's Zichsali, that sounds a little bit more like the Rishayim. Lashon of the Gemara is Zichsa. That sounds more like the Rishayim. Of Lefi the Ramban, Lefi the Rach, what it means is, Kibin de Koi Gabe, Habi Lechatzeroi, Vizochsole. That Lashon of Vizochsole is Mashma, that it's a Schiyan Choshen Mishpat. Lefi the Ramban, what it'll mean is whatever is Zochsole in Choshen Mishpat is because it's Ki'ilu V'yada. That's what it means. It doesn't mean zachsalei in chayshemish, but it means zachsalei. It's ki'ilu. It's biyadei that normally gives him the zachsalei. That's over here. It's ma'akiv. The lashon of the gemara is a little bit better. The fi the other rishayim. As thus is the second akuda in the sugya, the ikka akuda in the sugya, this shaila of how is the schia ma'akev the peya. Now let's learn in Rashi. Rashi says, Shenachter sham midaiti, v'samachti ala poilim shiviyu, v'poilim shakuchu. As Rashi is cholik from all the Rishonim, Rashi learns the seer of Zohar L'Psayv Shachoyach different than all the other Rishonim. All the other Rishonim means Zohar is Bizman when the Poilim forgot, that's Meikara. B'Psayv Shachoyach means afterwards he forgot it. Rashi learns the Zman of Zohar means that originally he was in the field, he put it down and he gave it to the Poilim. As Rashi explains the drasha of Zochel b'sayiv shechoyach alalav hachi kama b'sada shechoyach meikara b'oishish b'sada haimah shechoyach meikara sheshachu tchila l'payol abishikha. The moshel, he was in the field, he was picking and he forgot something. That's a shikha. Avol zochor zok Rashi shinichu sham midaita, like Rashi said in the beginning, as over here, Rashi not only learns the Meikara differently, he learns the Besaif differently. The Ramban in Taisis says, what is Besaif Shachayach? Besaif Shachayach means Besaif Shachayach Habala Bayis. Rashi says differently. Rashi says Besaif Shachayach means Besaif Shachach Al Yedei Poyalim. A zocher means the balabayis put it in the field. B'soif shechayach means the poyalim forgot it. As you can't learn that the word is there was a zocher when there was shikas poyalim, because the shikas poyalim happened in the b'soif. Yeah, because it's klar in Rashi, not like the Rishonim, that we're talking about that middle stage. As what's shot in Rashi that Soif is Shichas Poyalim? Hare, the Shichas Poyalim is not the Soif. You need the Shikha of the Baal Habayis. That's why the Rishayim didn't learn like Rashi. How could you say B'Soif means Shichas Poyalim? That's not the end of the story. We're still in the middle of the book. We need the end of the story. We need Shichas Poyalim. Why is that the B'Soif? It's in middle. Until the Sheikh is Bailam, the Sheikh is not Chal. The Chaim of Furish in Rashi, you need Sheikh is Bailam. What's Pshat? As in Rashi, in the end, it's very clear, because Sheikh has Poyalim. Rashi Dibri Amasol, Avul Vihir. Sha'av Sheikh has Poyalim, Oysa, Oysa, Sheikh. Rashi says, because what causes the Din Sheikh? Sheikh has Poyalim. It's Arach Bir. You need also Sheikh has Bailam. What does Rashi mean? As L'chayri in Rashi is Mavur Achidish in the Shutfis. Until now, in the Shutfis of the Bailim and the Payalim, we had in the Rishonim, each one does half the job, and the two together make a whole. Rashi learns differently. Rashi learns the gedder of the Shikha is Shikha's Payalim Oysa Oysa Shikha. Ah, you need Shikha's Balabayas afterwards. That's a tnai ha-makeves, that the shikha's poilim can't be chal. But who shikha makes the chaloi shikha? It's shikha's poilim. As thus is shown in under is v'tzarech bi. Why is it tali on the shikha's poilim and not on the shikha of the balabayas? Hare, he's the balabayas. He's the main man. He's the boss. As why does Rashi learn it's tali on shikha's poilim and not shikha's poilim? The Chariot should be totally more on the Bailim than the Pailim. As therefore Rashi learns, we're talking about a steer of Zichroi Ubisayf Shachuah. We're talking about where Mr. Bailim handed it to the Pailim and say, you guys take it out. As now, it's not Mutal on the Balabayas to take it out of the field anymore. He gave the job over to the Pailim that they should take it over the field. He put them Achroi on it. The Gedder of Shikha is when you're working on the field, you forgot it, you left it there. He's not working on the field anymore. He went back to the Beis Medrash, he's learning, he's not on the field anymore. He's out of the field. As Kivan Shikane, now the Iker Chaloi Shikha is the Shikha of the people who are working in the field, the pilot. Just Kolzman, he remembers the Shikha can't have a shame of Shikha. Because there's someone, the Bailam knows. That's not called the shame Shikha yet. But when he forgets, now it has a shame Shikha. The Shikha's pilot is Chal. As the Bailam is the Tai Ba'alma of the pilot Shaf, the Iker Din Shikha. As that's what it means, Zohar Ulubsaif Shachayach, Besaif doesn't mean Bailim, like the Rishayim learned. Besaif means the Payalim, because they're the final word. They're the ones that create the shame of Shikha. As that's the other Nekuda, big Chiddush in Rashi, a Shino between Rashi and the Rishayim, and that's the beer of the Shino in the Rishayim. Okay. As we saw three angles in the Sukkah. We saw the Din Amira, what's together with the Din Amira. We saw the Rishayim, how is the Schia Ma'akev Din Shikha. And the last angle we saw was the Rashi, the Machlekes Rashi in the Rishayim, what's Zohar L'Saif Shachoyach. The beer in the Machlekes is it's Tali, how you learn together of the Shukhfers. That's the sugya of Shikha. But as Hashem, I don't want to spend more time on the sugya of Shikha because it's a little bit of a zeitika sugya for us. I want to continue into the sugyas of Chotzer. But as Hashem, on the Yom Rishon, we're going to continue in the next Gemara. Lamaisa, it is a siyata deshmaya. The Sam Sefer says, when the Kriyas HaTorah is doimed to your sugya, it shows you have a shiata d'shmaya and what you're learning. As this week's parsha is the mitzvah of Zohar al Tishkach. As we're learning the sugya of Shikha, Marishan parsha Zohar al Tishkach. Marishan shiata d'shmaya, but we should learn it over here.